following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered.
Yeah.
And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all faucets. Get started at Ferguson.com/Pro Plus.
The first American auto race took place in 1895. The winner was running on Valvoline, which had been introduced almost 30 years earlier. But that wasn't our last moment of breathtaking foresight. We made all-season oil, the first high-mileage oil, the first synthetic blend. Now America drives longer, further, faster, and happier than ever. Coincidence? We don't think so. We introduced motor oil back in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this first Thursday of November. Plenty to talk about with the state football playoffs, district volleyball going on. Pinnacle Bank Arena opening up tomorrow with a men's and women's doubleheader. Momentarily, we're going to chat with the head coach of the Nebraska women, Connie Yori. We've also got Luke Hoover coming on later on in the hour to answer your fantasy football questions from RotoWire. Cindy Richter is going to be in to talk about the annual gold banquet that's going to be coming on. But a lot of sports, there's always some really cool sports trips. There's things that take you out of the country. There's golf trips. There's all kinds of cool things, and we'll talk about that as well. So it's all coming up on the program today. You can contact us anytime at the Bruce Furniture Fan Line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. But without further ado, let's get this show rolling on a Thursday. And we're pleased a couple of times a season to get a chance to talk with the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, Connie Yori, who 24 hours from now will be getting ready to tip this season off with UCLA. And she joins us on the morning's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Coach, always appreciate you giving us a little time. I know it's a busy time. I know it's an exciting time. And Lindsay Moore was tweeting that she didn't have anything to do, wondered if you had some room for her tomorrow.
Well, you know, if she wants to suit up, we would probably find a spot for her. That might help us a little.
Well, Coach, looking at the questions and your answers at your press conference yesterday at Big Ten Media Days, obviously that's the biggest hole to fill. How do you address that? You got a lot of kids back, highly rated, but you know that you've got to fill that role.
Well, we're actually filling two starting spots, if you kind of look at it. Rachel Terrio, who started at the 2-4 last year, will move to our one spot, and then so we have now vacated the two spot, and we've got to be able to fill somebody in that role. And the thing about basketball is, you know, it's not just about your starters, it's also about your bench, and you don't just play five kids. So the nice thing that we had in the luxury we had with Lindsay is that she played essentially every minute for us, and she's the all-time leading minutes player in the history of this program. So she was on the court, and you knew what to expect from that spot. And you know, she just served such a important role for us. And she, you know, classic point guard, made everybody else better. She was a great communicator. So There are things that right now that we're missing, and we've got to have other players do more for us. And all four of our returning starters need to elevate their games in different areas, whether it be rebounding, scoring, communication, you know, making more plays for one another. Those are all things that, you know, we've tried to get those kids to do. And so it's really not just about replacing Lindsay and moving Rachel over to that spot. It really is replacing the two spot and then getting everybody else to do a little more.
Will you have to have a little more patience, or will you have to change anything that you've done the last couple of years while you get these girls acclimated to their new roles?
Well, you know, that's the teaching process that goes on, and this is definitely a process for us. And, you know, we haven't practiced like the number 12 team in the country up to this stage. And I know people have put us in that situation in the polls, but we're a far cry from where we need to be and to compete at that level. And so it will be a process for us. And, you know, we're filling some of those spots with newcomers, but we're also, you know, asking some of our kids that have been here a little bit to pick their games up and to be more consistent.
Coach Connie Yori, Nebraska women's basketball team, ranked 12th in the coaches, 17th in the AP poll, open tomorrow at UCLA. Coach, some people would call it coach speak, but it really does sound like you're generally, genuinely not overhyped with being that ranked that high. Why would that be? I know you said you got a lot of work to do, but it would also be, you know, a lot of people think a lot about your program right now.
Well, I think it's natural just to look at the numbers and say, well, we returned four starters from a team that went to the Sweet 16 last year. I think that's from an outsider's perspective, a media perspective, but internally within our program is really where it counts. We know the value that Lindsay had, and she did so many things to really cover up others' mistakes. And we knew that as coaches. That's why we didn't take her off the floor, frankly, and there really wasn't. We didn't have a great substitute for her, and so now we're asking more people to do more things and be more consistent, and we're just not quite there yet.
Connie Yori with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How excited are you, not just for the season opener, but you got the exhibition games under your belt? I know you said you weren't exactly 100% pleased, but could you tell a whole lot from those exhibition games as far as competition level?
Well, our exhibition games, we played Pittsburgh State and then UNK, and they were very much a microcosm of how we have practiced up to this stage. We actually played, you know, really well against Pittsburgh State offensively, and we took care of the ball, and we made shots, and we moved the ball well. And then we played UNK a week later, and we failed to do those things, and didn't play, you know, really very well on either end, and didn't rebound like we want to. And so that's kind of what we've done throughout practice up to this stage. We haven't been as consistent as we would like, and it was showcased in our exhibition games.
You said yesterday that you're hoping Jordan Hooper will become more of a vocal leader because she does so much on the court for you. That's a hard thing to coach, isn't it?
It is, and it's not a natural thing for her. You know, as you know, there are some folks who are great at what they do, but they wouldn't probably be very good radio announcers because they're not necessarily great at communication, and that's not their thing. They might be great in a different role or a different job, and so for Jordan, that's not a real comfortable thing for her to do, is to communicate, you know, consistently, and that's not easy for her to do that, but. You know, we're not just asking that from Jordan. We're also asking that from really all of our returning starters to pick up an area that we're not very good right now, and that is our communication, playing ahead of the play, thinking what's next, what's going to happen before it happens. Those are things that we're missing right now, and coaches only can do so many things because the game happens fast, and it happens to you at times if you let it happen to you. And so your ability to think ahead and what's next in the, you know, seeing the play in front of you, but thinking about what will happen are things that we need to improve.
A couple minutes left here with Connie Yori, Nebraska women's basketball coach. Coach, how has Jordan changed, if at all, and I'm sure a little bit, after playing international basketball with Team USA?
Well, Jordan's been an incredible pleasure to coach. you know, she is such a good worker. We know every day we're going to get really good effort from Jordan. She's a great leader by example. And as I've said, I'd like to see her improve vocally. I do think she has improved in that area, and I think USA Basketball had a part of that. She is a little more confident in that area. I just think overall she's a little bit more confident kid, and she knows she's somebody that we need for her to make plays, you know, down the stretch of games. And you know, she's always been one to make big shots, but, you know, we're going to rely a little bit more on her to do some of those things for us. And I do think she has the confidence to do that, and I think that comes with the experience she gained this year playing with this summer playing with USA Basketball.
Coach, give us a little scouting report on UCLA, 25th ranked team in the country.
Well, they were an NCAA tournament team, and they won a first round game, and then lost to Oklahoma in the second round. They returned three key kids. Now, they lost a number of seniors off their team. They were a fairly senior dominated team, but they do return their leading scorer. They returned two really good solid guards. Guys will challenge us. They have a JUCO post player that is starting for them, and she's a really athletic kid. Very physical, really athletic. Against teams that when you play a physical athletic team, what I always say is you've got to take care of the elephants in the game, the big things in the game. You've got to rebound, and you got to take care of the ball, because if you don't do those two things, you're going to give up a lot of easy baskets. And so we got to take care of the big things and then be as detailed as we can.
And, Coach, got a lot of questions I wish we had time to get to, so I'll just finish it up with this. Lincoln, with the new arena, obviously gets one of the regional finals. Does it put any added pressure on the team? Because, obviously, it's there in front of you, and if the regional's in Lincoln without Nebraska in it, it won't mean as much.
Well, obviously, I mean, that's a long ways from now. We got a lot of work to do between here and there. You know, I'm just a believer that you try to take care of your daily process, and good things will happen if you go about your business and keep working every day. And we were a little surprised that we got a regional, frankly, and we had expected that we would probably get a first and second round games at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. But when the regional came out, which means basically the round of 16, the Sweet 16, and the round of in the Elite Eight are going to be hosted in Lincoln. It's a pretty cool thing. It's really an opportunity for fans to watch some really good basketball. The cool thing about Nebraska fans, and we're talking about Nebraskans have shown that they will be a part of hosting, and they will come out and show support for hosting big events, and whether that be, you know, the swimming national trials in Omaha, or hosting a volleyball regional. Go right through the line. We've hosted a lot of big events in our state here recently, and our fans are great. They come out and support it. And, you know, the important thing that our fans need to know is whether we're there or not. Obviously, if we're there, I mean, we're going to sell a lot of tickets. But if we're not, it's important for us to continue to get big events at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We've got to sell tickets to that event.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work. Always a pleasure chatting with you. And, hey, congratulations on all the success. Let's see if we can take another step this year.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Connie. Connie Yorey on the Doug and Daddy Show, Nebraska women's basketball coach, as we chat with her. Start of the season tomorrow, 24 hours from now. Matt Coatney, Jeff Griege will get ready to give you the call of Nebraska-UCLA. There's so much that continues to go on a day-to-day basis, but whatever happens in Lincoln tomorrow will be really cool if you get to take that in. The Nebraska-UCLA women at noon, the Nebraska-Florida Gulf Coast men at 8 o'clock as Dunk City rolls in. Unfortunately, some bad news for the Nebraska men's basketball team. Coach Tim Miles announcing that leading scorer Ray Gallegos is going to be suspended for a couple of games, and they're going to be really kind of shorthanded. Devrell Biggs still serving his suspension from the DUI from last year. He's going to miss the game. You've got Ty Webster that might have to take things over for this Nebraska basketball team. Junior walk-on Jordan Tyrants has left the team. He's got a young daughter. He's trying to finish his degree. Coach Miles giving his blessing. True freshman Nate Hawkins out indefinitely with an injury, so maybe only nine guys suited for the Huskers tomorrow when they take on Florida Gulf Coast. Well, we're glad you're with us here on the Doug and Danny Show. Great way to start the program off today. We've got a lot of football talk. Don't forget Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com is going to join us in our last segment to answer all your fantasy football questions. So they're always there. Get them to us. Facebook us, tweet us, email us, and we'll ask Luke your questions. When we come back, we've got some special guests from the Kearney Catholic Foundation to talk about the annual huge gold banquet that is coming up on the 22nd of the month. We'll chat about that and a whole lot more here on ESPN Radio.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
How do you picture a hero? Maybe it's your brother or sister, a parent, a neighbor, or a friend you grew up with. To us, a hero is all of those who have ever dedicated themselves to selflessly serving this great nation, no matter the era, branch, or duty. To everyone who has served, USAA salutes you.
No DOD or government agency endorsement. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $12.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $12.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thursday night, two teams trying to save their season square off in Minnesota when the Vikings host the Redskins. Hi, this is Ian Eagle. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Metrodome for all the action. Can RG3 lead Washington back into contention? Or will Adrian Peterson and the Vikings come out on top? Tune in to find out. Redskins, Vikings. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine develop with high temperatures in the lower 50s. We'll have our winds out of the west at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight and 32. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 45.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday program. Don't forget, I'll tell you what, I need some relaxation. I know you do too. If you've been running around, I don't have to run around after my own kids, but if you've been running around following your kids or trying to get some things done here during the playoffs, whether it's volleyball, whether it's football, or whether you're resting up from cross country and everything else that's been going on, Bruce Furniture has the deal for you. And of course, they're honoring our veterans with store-wide savings through Veterans Day, which is coming up on Monday. What a great deal. Anytime you purchase anything right now at Bruce Furniture and Kearney Hastings, Holdridge, or Alliance, they'll donate 11% of the sale price on any furniture purchase to your veterans organization. You get to choose it, and it's in your name, and an extra 11%. Like I said, it doesn't take much to drop $1,000 or $2,000 on something for your home, or even if you just get a mattress for about $500, there's another $550 that's going in the till. So they would love for you to stop by and see them in their fourth annual veteran Veterans Day sale, which is going on now through Monday. Help yourself by getting some great new furniture or floor covering or a new mattress or bedroom set at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. BruceFurniture.com, where they do more for you with easy credit terms, free professional delivery. Then they'll deliver it to your house, set it up, take out whatever you need, and haul it away at your request. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We do have some of the state football playoff times that have rolled in, so let's take a look at those. We've got five games on PlatteRiverPreps.com coming up on Tuesday. At 2 o'clock, Hemingford will be at Elm Creek. At 3 o'clock, Wallace will be at Amherst. At 3 o'clock, Why Not will be at Giltner. 5:30, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Battle Creek at Duncan Field. And as Randy Ahrens tells me, beautiful Duncan Field. 6 o'clock, North Platte St. Pat's will be at Donovan Trumbull. So those are the five games we will have on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, Overton is at Twin Loop, 6 o'clock. That's in Sargent for those that don't know where Twin Loop is. Gothenburg will be playing at Cozad on Tuesday night as well. And Medicine Valley, on the outskirts of our listening area, will be playing at Stewart. So those are the games on Tuesday. Of course, Class A and B will play their quarterfinals tomorrow. Grand Island is at Omaha Burke, and Aurora will be at McCook. Tonight, we turn our attention to volleyball. The Class D districts at Kearney Catholic, the top two teams in D2, the D2 form. Giltner will be playing Bertrand. That's on 98.9 FM. Pregame at 6:50, first serve at approximately 7. Also tonight in Class D, Red Cloud and Cross County will play at Gibbon, and Axtell will battle Southwest at Holdridge at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Class C districts will be played. We'll have the Kearney Catholic St. Paul matchup at Kennesaw, and that game is at 7. Also tomorrow, Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton will play at Hastings High School. Ord and Dundee County Stratton will be playing at North Platte. The State High School Volleyball Tournament gets underway 1 week from today in Grand Island. And something new this year, the Class B Substate. What is Substate? Well, it's a formula they've come up with to try to get the best 8 teams to Grand Island. The top 16 teams in the point standings, wild card point standings, after the districts are then pitted against each other. So Lincoln Pius X is number 1 in the points. They'll host number 16, Bennington. Northwest is the number 2 seed. They'll host Gehring Saturday afternoon at 5. Holdridge, the number 14 seed, will be at Waverly at 12 noon. Also at 12 noon, the 11th seed Hastings will be at Norris. And then at 6 in the evening, Aurora, the number 5 seed, will be taking on Elkhorn. So there you go. By the way, just spoke with the head football coach at Loomis, Dennis Reese. Yesterday, there was an injury to A.J. Mateka in the second half of their football game with Amherst, and they had to take him by ambulance to the hospital from Holdridge and on to Kearney. He says they are keeping him there for observation. He is getting some feeling back. They're doing an MRI. The prognosis is good. The outlook is good. But again, I know a lot of folks have already emailed and texted me today, how's that kid doing? Not even everybody knowing what his name is, but how's he doing? So hopefully a full recovery there for AJ from last night's football game. So there you go. A couple other things, and then we're going to talk gold banquet here with Cindy Richter from the Kearney Catholic Foundation. Hastings College volleyball team, they beat Doan last night in 5 sets, so they get to play Doan again in the first round of the GPAC tournament, which is Saturday at Lynn Farrell Arena at 7:30. Hastings, who finished as the champ last year, going undefeated in the conference, went 12-4 this year, and they finished third, which was higher than what the coaches picked. And again, at some point when we can get an NCAA representative on this show to explain their theory, we will. But the UNK volleyball team, who plays at Northwest Missouri State Saturday, they're ranked 7th in the country. They're 25-3, and they're only 7th in the Central Region. 5 of the top 8 teams are ranked, are in the Central Region, UNK 7th. And they still have to play Washburn and Central Missouri, who are 2-3 in those regional rankings. So big games coming up, and there's a possibility that if the Lopers happen to drop a couple of more, that they won't get in. Wayne State, who's ranked 18th in the country right now, would not be eligible to play in the NCAA tournament. It's insane. Very, very insane. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day: which of these undefeated teams is most likely to lose this week? Alabama, Oregon, or Baylor? And tonight, Oregon and Baylor both play. 47% of you said Oregon will have the best chance to lose at Stanford. 40% with Baylor. That was my pick. And Alabama with 13%. Don't forget, we've got two hot picks from Jim Langan coming up. He's going to be in the show on the show as he is every Friday. He's 30-8 which is psychotic. He should be in Vegas. He's 30-8 on his selections. So we'll give you a chance to hear what those are. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today: how will the Huskers fare Saturday against Michigan? 6.5, that's all you're giving us? 6.5?
Vegas Insider consensus this morning.
6.5, so we're getting some action on us because the spread was 7.5. How will Nebraska do against Michigan? Win, lose but cover, or just get thumped? You can vote now on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. Nebraska against Michigan. Win, lose but cover, which is 6.5, or lose outright. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take another break, and then we'll be back with Sidney Richter to talk about the the Kearney Catholic Gold Dinner and Auction, which is coming up on the 22nd, right after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You're in your car, late for work. But when you turn the key, you find out your battery never bothered to put in its two-week notice. Just up and quit right on the spot. So you make your next job a trip to AutoZone for a reliable new Duralast battery. Well, at least your car got a promotion today.
Come into AutoZone for a new Duralast battery. Rugged, dependable power you can count on. Duralast batteries, sold exclusively at AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
Do you use regular?
BP driver rewards. Become a member today and receive an instant 10-cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participation.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships just telling me that, you know, a couple of things that I've just kind of put two and two together. You said you've been trying to fight off, you know, maybe just being a tad bit under the weather. Well, if you finally put your shirt on from the Hail Mary Saturday, it's been 5 days, all right? You know, you've been running around with your shirt off, celebrating the big Husker win. Now you're fired back in there and ready to make some deals. And it's kind of that tweener time, as you were telling me. We moved out of the summer and into the fall where we got the kids off to school and all of that, and everybody was in the field. And we've got the holidays that are going to be coming up and year-end taxes. Mm-hmm. But the farmers, for the most part, it might be time for them to look as they're getting out of the fields from harvest.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mother Nature, she is she has been very persistent on making things not easy this fall. You know, we haven't really had, you know, very cold weather, but we were waiting all year long for the moisture, and we finally got it right during the middle of harvest. So to all you guys right now that's sitting out in the combines and the tractors and the semis right now, you know, God bless you. Appreciate everything that you do. And, you know, I guess it's, well, like Bo Pelini says, it's a process. Just keep the process going, okay, guys? It's going to eventually allow you to finish up. So hopefully maybe you got a little bit better record than the Huskers do right now. But, you know, in the big scheme of things right now, at the GM store up there at Midway Chevrolet right now, the thing that everybody's talking about is the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful truck. Completely redesigned. You can really see the complete redesign on the interior of the vehicle. I'll tell you what, it's very rare that you can hop inside of a 1500 light-duty truck, and it literally feels and rides like a Cadillac. Great fuel efficiency, plenty of power. And you know what? The biggest thing that I heard a lot of people talking about was they said, Andy, we want more room in the cab. And they did. They went ahead and added about 3.5-4 inches. So absolutely fantastic vehicle. There's a lot of other cool stuff that's going on too right now. Cadillac XTSs. The XTS. Right now, folks, there's $5,000 in dealer cash that's available on that vehicle. When you throw that in with the Midway discount, you know what, folks? We're talking up to almost $8,000 off 2013 Cadillac XTSs that are still remaining on the lot. We've got a gorgeous one that lists for almost $51,000. This vehicle is down around the $43,000 mark. And here's what you need to do. You've got to get in there, talk to Heath Phillips or Darren Sprague or Larry Molman, any one of those guys up there, one of the product specialists, the Kim Bullocks of the world, Dan Becks, Jake Greeters.
these people are going to go ahead and help find the perfect vehicle for you. And I'll tell you what, I know with the Cadillac, there's a big push on that product right now. We actually have over 20 new Cadillacs in stock. I know a lot of you guys will be getting out of the field. I know there's a lot of people looking to make the wife happy around Christmas or vice versa, or the wife's. No, there's nobody out there looking to make the husband happy right now. But at the same time, folks, get on down there. Great deals on Cadillacs, Buicks, and Chevrolets. And I'll tell you what, we're trying to push the rest of this 13 product down the line, trying to get rid of it so we can make way for the 14s that are coming in. There's already a ton of them on the ground right now. So get on up there. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Ask for anybody there. They're going to get you taken care of.
Folks, you can't beat it. ThinkMidway.com. Think Midway's on Facebook. They're giving away some great items, including some storm tickets. Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, have a great day, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine develop with high temperatures in the lower 50s. We'll have our winds out of the west at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight and 32. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 45.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the
And welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, the Doug and Daddy Show, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Luke Hoover will be coming up in our last segment, so make sure to get your fantasy football questions in. We've got those already starting to stack up. One question that I want to throw out there, see if we get some response here. Yesterday, this kind of made its way through the social media because the Chicago Cubs have decided that they are no longer going to have their games on WGN television after this season. As we all know, we've grown up. I mean, let's face it, how many Braves games do we actually see on TBS anymore? But we grew up watching the Cubs and then watching the Braves. And I know the Cubs aren't very good right now, but Cub fans, I want to hear from you. Send me an email, send me a tweet, send me a Facebook post. Are you bummed out about this, or is this a good deal? That you don't have to watch the Cubs play. Let me know. Well, coming up on Friday night, November the 22nd, the biggest event for Kearney Catholic, and they have gotten bigger and better every single year. It is their annual gold auction and banquet, and from the Kearney Catholic Foundation, Cindy Richter is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to give us some details of the event and talk about some of the cool packages that involve quite a few sports trips, memorabilia, golf, all that. Cindy, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Doug.
I know you were an Albion. You know, that we were all cold last night. What a game.
What a game. Our student athletes really put it out there on the field, and we had great fans, and it was just a great night. It just didn't go our way at the end.
The volleyball girls get to play tomorrow night, so I know the fans are keeping busy.
We
are.
The
student body's keeping busy.
We're very much, and if my voice sounds raspy, everybody's voices are raspy and fighting that because we've just been yelling our hearts out. So
That's exactly the way I feel. But let's get in and talk about the annual gold dinner and banquet. What year are we on now? Do you know?
We're on the 19th annual gold dinner and auction. And the event, the Starry Night, will be held on Friday, November 22nd at the Eunice Conference Center. And, you know, looking at our list of auction items, we just go from the outrageous to the practical, and we've just been very blessed with the donations again this year.
The cool thing is, and we'll talk about some of the featured items, there's tons of tables of silent auction items. There's the live auction items, which is always right around 50 by the time you get. And there's always some that are back year after year that are favorites, and there's some really unique new ones, and then there's a couple we've already talked about there. But the monies that are raised, there's one special project each year. And then tell me about maybe this year's special project and what you are doing with the monies that are raised and maybe what you did with last year's money.
That's right. You know, our gold dinner and auction was started 19 years ago because the school is not state-funded. And so they needed another avenue for more funds for enhanced education at Kearney Catholic. And it's just grown over the years. We have net profit of $3.2 million over those 19 years or 18 years and looking to disperse another $250,000 to the school this year, to the school's budget. And last year, our funding item, as you were talking about, was for technology, and we raised $49,000 just for technology for the school. This year, we're looking at funding item for two newer Suburbans, which will go towards the transportation fund. As an example, last night, our students are traveling farther distances, and we just need to have that safe and reliable transportation for our students.
Yeah, and if it's cold, you don't want anything breaking down during the winter sports season.
No, exactly. We need to keep them up and running. It's just not for sports. You know, our drama, our one act, our band competitions, it's for all of our students.
We got one act going on tomorrow, like in Loup City. It's the biggest thing that they do. There's two things. They do a one act and a speech up there that closes down most of this area.
Oh, it is. And you know what? And it's a lot of the same students that are involved in a multitude of events and extracurricular activities.
Cindy Richter with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about this year's gold dinner and auction. This event has become so big that it's basically a sellout every year, and you don't want folks to miss out. So how do they get their tickets? A lot of folks maybe have received an invitation if they have been there in the past. But if they're new to the area or moved and didn't get it in the mail, what do they need to do?
We do have our website at www.kchsgold.com, and you can go ahead and register online. You know, even if you didn't get a special invite in the mail, we've advertised it in the church bulletins and on the website as well as in the paper, and you just need to register online. We do have limited seating this year, so we do encourage, if you're available on Friday, November 22nd, to go ahead and register.
Folks that are maybe new, maybe just brought their families into Kearney Catholic or bought a business here in town and want to have something to do with this, explain what goes on during the gold dinner and auction.
You know, it is a silent auction and live auction, as many galas are, but it is the event of the year. It's a great opportunity to dress up right before the holiday season and really focus on a faith-based education in Kearney. We're very blessed that the community members, the businesses, really support education. And we start out with a silent auction at 6 o'clock on Friday, November 22nd, and then have a four-course meal at 7:30 and start out with the live auction at 8:15. You know, we talked about various donations, our silent auction items. We appreciate all that have donated. But then we always come up with people that have opened up their homes for some various parties. We have an amazing race this year. So it is put on by our gold families, and it just amazes me the creativity of those that like to have fun and open up their hearts and their minds to education.
Can't do it without a lot of volunteers. You're going to see a lot of the student body there. You're going to see a lot of the folks that not only give their time working and coaching at the school, but they'll be there as well because they know how important that is. So let's get into the good stuff.
We are. You know, you start out, you pull up, and our senior boys are valet parking. The students welcome you in, and they'll also be serving the meal for the night, as well as our alumni. They call and they want to get involved because they appreciate all that the community has given them. While they were at Kearney Catholic and since they've graduated, they come back and donate their time with the live auction as well as our Gold Star service as well.
Cindy Richter's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about a couple of the home run hitters. You are raffling off a 2004 Jeep Wrangler X, a limited number of tickets for that. You've got a Harley that's out there. Talk about the big, big ticket items.
You know, and people that have been watching The Blacklist, we have an exciting trip to New York for two to go see some theater, but also, as time allows, to go behind the scenes on The Blacklist at New York City. We also have a puppy, a Siberian Husky that the seniors have nicknamed or Husker, and you know, go ahead and purchase that, but then you can also buy the package to go to Chicago next year as we watch the Huskers win this last week over Northwestern. Go ahead and the four of you can experience the Northwestern UNL football game next year in Chicago. We do have some autographed and framed jerseys, whether you're a LeBron fan or not. We do have LeBron. We have Peyton Manning with the
Maybe
Broncos.
We can get Damon Day in on that. Damon, yeah. We'll put Damon Day down for that LeBron, UNK baseball. We'll get that there. Yeah, Peyton Manning, though, that's all we need to know right there.
Exactly. So we also have a football autographed by Robert Griffin III, or RG3, and Andrew Luck with the Colts.
Look how hip you are. Oh, throwing out the RG3.
Oh, my. I learn a lot with this job, and it's just when people open up their hearts and give, it's an exciting time.
We got another minute here with Cindy Richter. There's always golf trips out there. I'm trying to find the page here with the new. Yeah, the Argentina Dove Hunt is one of the last ones to go out, and I know that's new.
It is. We have the Hayes family at Kearney Catholic High School have their lodge over in Argentina. And it's an opportunity for some hunters to travel to Argentina, experience their culture, and do a little hunting along the way. But we also have some hunting trips just to Holt County up north along the Niobrara, or do some duck hunting in your free time, Doug, in western Nebraska as well. We also, you know, we have a trip to Puerto Vallarta over Christmas, or on your spring break, you can go to Puerto Vallarta as well. Sweet. Or when the kids get out of school in May and June, go to Orlando or San Diego. We have some very unique opportunities for a CD jukebox, some jewelry, some tech items. You know, it's really whether you're looking for your Christmas shopping or you just want to take a trip out of town to Steamboat. We have it available.
You can get a pinball machine. You can get the corn that they always put out there, the computers, the golf. We just went over so many things. There's share tickets. I mean, there's Husker tickets. You talked about going to Northwestern. There's also the Husker season tickets that are out there, the jewelry, the autographs, the trips that don't involve anything but maybe going to San Diego or going to Steamboat.
That's right. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to pick up some great items and experiences, but what it comes down to is supporting our Kearney Catholic students and enhancing the quality of education, a faith-based education in Kearney.
Cindy, anything that we didn't touch on that you need to bring up?
You know what? I really just go ahead and encourage those to look at our website at kchsgold.com. And if you're out of the area on November 22nd, we do have a live auction that you can go and register online, and you can listen and bid as well if you're not in the area to attend. But we're also, every year the night before, on November 21st, have a public preview. The public's invited to come in and take a look at from 5 to 6:30 at the Eunice Conference Center to see if you might want to bid on a few items as well.
Yeah, it's great stuff, folks. Go to kchsgold.com for all the information. And Cindy, is going to be another big old gala with lots of friends and family and folks from around the Kearney community, and not just necessarily Kearney, because we've seen some folks on the outskirts that come in for this as well.
Yes, we're very blessed, and we invite all to attend.
All right, Cindy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Doug, and for all you do.
You bet. No problem. Cindy Richter with the Kearney Catholic Foundation. Again, the gold dinner and auction Friday night, November the 22nd at the Eunice Conference Center. Paul will be walking around with a big smile on his face. He always loves to see a great crowd out there, and it is a good, good time. Folks, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. Go ahead and roll those into us, and we'll break it all down after this.
J-E-R-S-E-Y. face him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance.
More exciting high school sports action is right here on your network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com this postseason. The state high school football quarterfinals are coming your way on Tuesday, but before that, we set the state volleyball tournament field with district finals Thursday and Friday on Classic Hits 98.9. Thursday, the top two teams in D2 battle at Kearney Catholic as Bertrand takes on Giltner, and then Kearney Catholic plays St. Paul Friday in Kennesaw at 7. It's Thursday and Friday volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9.
For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine develop with high temperatures in the lower 50s. We'll have our winds out of the west at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight and 32. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 45.
And the 2013 K-Town Classic brought to you by your Midway Auto Dealerships 3-on-3 basketball tournament is coming up on a Sunday, what is it, the 17th, at Kearney Catholic. This is going on for folks that are in grades 4 through 12. You can go to the KCHS.org to find out more and get your registration form and get all fired up. Or you can contact Randy Bushcutter, 440-0358, 440-0358, for the 3-on-3 basketball tournament coming up on Sunday the 17th. Always a good time to get ready for the hoops season. All right, let's see. Other exciting news. Since we're covering just about every sport that's known to man, we told you some high school football times earlier. We have confirmed Gothenburg-Cozad is a 7 o'clock kickoff. Oh, you know what time it is? Yeah, you know what time it is. The Nebraska bowling team, they return to the lanes in search of their fifth NCAA championship. That's just for you, Fast Eddie. They claimed the first two NCAA titles in 04 and 05. They won it in 09, and of course, they are the defending national championship champions. Bill Straub is going to feature a young but experienced lineup to the lanes in 2013 and 2014. The Huskers open the season coming up at the NCAA tournament. It ends in Cleveland, Ohio. And they'll just got a busy time. What's first here? They open the schedule on the road at the Crusader Classic this weekend. Starts tomorrow in Valparaiso, Indiana. Where would you rather be than Valparaiso, Indiana in the second week in November? So good luck to the defending national champion Nebraska bowling team. Woo!
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
And welcome back, Fanatics Fantasy Football Report, brought to you by Fanatics in downtown Kearney. Your fantasy football headquarters with NFL Red Zone and NFL Sunday Ticket, free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams and to get on RotoWire.com. Join us for football action every weekend,
starting tonight, Thursday night football. This is a great night, too. I mean, Redskins, Vikings may not jump off the page, but there should be some fantasy points scored in this game. Plus, you can watch Oregon, Stanford, and Baylor taking on Oklahoma. Luke Hoover of RotoWire joins us again on this Thursday. Luke, how are you?
Doing great. We're looking forward to tonight's game. Like you mentioned, a lot of fantasy points coming.
Well, let me get to the point here. Last week, I told you and I asked you, did you know anybody that had Calvin Johnson off that 300-plus yard performance and lost? And you didn't. And so I said, well, now you do. And now, in hindsight, Matt Stafford, my quarterback, on a bye week. I have player X as my backup all year long, and then I start looking at the RotoWire projections and the matchups and all that. I said, you know what? I'm going to go get Jake Locker, and I'm going to play Jake Locker against the St. Louis Rams. And I dropped this quarterback, who, Luke, you would figure is a backup on anybody's bench. Any guess as to who that quarterback might have been that I would have dropped?
I just hope it wasn't Nick Foles.
No, it wasn't Nick Foles. Yeah, you're right. He was available, and I took Locker. No, it was Ben Roethlisberger.
Ooh, yeah, that would have been guess number two. finally gets more than two touchdowns in a single game, and bad timing.
And as amazing as this sound, I still tied. Yes, it's possible. I tied in that league. So there you go. There's the bad beat story for the week. Let's let's get to Luke, and let's get to the questions. We will start this week with Scott in Kearney. He says, standard league, one of three running backs, Steven Jackson, Sean Green, or Ben Tate?
I would give it the nod to Steven Jackson. He actually ran pretty well against Carolina last week, who's among the top run defenses. And Seattle's just now given up back-to-back weeks, well over 100 yards to two rookies, who were fifth and sixth round picks respectively. So I'd go with Jackson.
Okay, then the follow-up question is, that leaves you Green, Tate, and Tim Wright for a flex play.
I'd lean towards Tate. He's dealing with the rib injury, but Foster's got a back issue right now that might keep him out, after missing last week. So Tate's probably going to get the bulk of the workload for Houston.
We're talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire, rotowire.com. Fire us off your fantasy football questions. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. And, of course, you can Facebook us at ESPNSuperstation. Well, we've already mentioned his name once. Dan says, should I start Colin Kaepernick or Nick Foles this week?
That one is very close, almost a coin flip. I would, because that Carolina defense is pretty tough, I would actually give a little bit of an edge to Foles. The Packers D didn't look particularly good against Josh McCown and that Bears offense. So I think Foles has, obviously nowhere near the game he did last week, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him get in the end zone three times.
There's quite a few guys that are available on those waiver wires this week that had huge weeks last week. Foles, Jericho Cotchery, there's two or three others. We already mentioned the tight end from Tampa Bay has been doing pretty good. A lot of the times, in my experience, they're one-hit wonders. Who, besides Foles, and what do you say about Foles, who's going to keep it going that is worth putting in your starting lineup the rest of the way?
Two names that I like a lot. Foles, top target this last week. Riley Cooper, I've seen on a lot of waiver wires as well, would be a good addition. I think he's going to continue a strong play. He's got good size and speed. He appears to be Foles' favorite target, or certainly one of them, and opposite to Sean Jackson, who's going to draw a lot of attention. Cooper should continue to have success. But with the injury to Aaron Rodgers, I actually added Case Keenum in the league. And I would feel relatively comfortable starting Keenum most of the rest of the way. There's maybe one or two matchups where it's a little scary, but I'm really impressed with his play so far.
Let's go to Ryan. He says, I need to play two of these receivers, and he gives you five of them. Torrey Smith, Kendall Wright, Cecil Shorts, Greg Jennings, Reuben Randall.
I would give the nod to Torrey Smith and Cecil Shorts. They're the team's clear number ones, and they're going to probably dominate the targets for their team, particularly Shorts. Smith hasn't gotten in the end zone in a while, and since he is a tough defense, but he's been pretty consistent as far as putting up yardage.
This is a PPR league. Jennings, Eddie Royal, Darius Hayward-Bey. Which one would you play?
Ooh, that one's a tough call. I would give a slight edge to Jennings because Hayward Bay was pretty unimpressive, you know, starting for the Colts, and he's been a little banged up. And, you know, Jennings is probably going to be the number one target for Ponder, especially with Kyle Rudolph now out of the fold with the injury to his foot.
Let's go to Mark. Kenny Stills or Jordy Nelson in a standard scoring league? He says, I would never ask this if Rodgers was healthy.
Right, of course. I would still give a little bit of an edge to Jordy because he's going to get targeted pretty heavily, and the Philly pass defense is pretty weak. I know Seneca Wallace didn't look very good this, you know, in the Monday night game, but he hadn't probably taken any first-team reps for a little while. You know, was pretty unprepared to come in and see the field. I think they'll get him ready, and he'll be a little better. Jordy's still his, you know, probably the number one target there for Green Bay.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Luke, a couple of different situations. I want you to expand a little bit here on how Aaron Rodgers' absence will affect not only Jordy, but Boykin is out there, and Eddie Lacy. Will they run it more? And then B, would you avoid playing any Dolphins because of what's going on with that team right now?
Well, you know, addressing the Packer issue, it's, I think right now in the receiving core, Jordy's probably the only one I'd feel comfortable starting. I think James Jones, you know, because he's not 100% healthy, I would leave him on the bench for at least a week or two to see, you know, how he looks with Seneca Wallace. You know, still coming back from the knee injury he had, you know, a few weeks back, missed a couple games. I think at this point you could probably drop Jarrett Boykin safely because I just don't see him being as productive without Rodgers throwing the football. The most interesting factor to me, though, is the Lacy issue, because you know teams are going to stack the box against him, and not every team that they will face has got as weak a defense as Chicago does, you know, where they've been just bleeding points previously. You know, we saw a few weeks back Washington ran absolutely all over them, and Lacy, you know, had a great game, you know, despite the 8-9 man box, but against better defenses he could fall off a little bit. As far as the Dolphins, I wouldn't hesitate to play Lamar Miller going forward right now. He doesn't have the best schedule, but they're finally giving him the football, and he's the type of guy that needs some volume. The more carries he gets, the more likely chance he's going to break a long run, which is kind of what he does. He's one of those speed backs. He needs enough touches, like a C.J. Spiller, like a Chris Johnson, where he could rip off a 40-yard run and give you a good game because he ends up with 100 yards.
This comes from Scooter in Kearney, who says, should I drop Marcus Colston and pick up Mike Brown since Colston, and then there's an expletive.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Colston's got to be frustrating to a lot of owners right now. He's, you know, he just missed this last game, dealing with some injuries, and even when he was on the field, just really, really unproductive, not himself. It's really hard to say drop him for Mike Brown. I know he's had a couple good games for Jacksonville, and he probably steps in as the clear number two. But if Marcus Colston can get healthy, you have to imagine at some point, you know, Drew Brees will get him the football. I don't know that I would feel comfortable dropping him, but I really can't blame you if you do. Mike Brown is certainly the better start this week.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, here for another couple minutes. If you do have a question, we've got time to get those in here to Luke at RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Producer Jeff and I were talking during the break here that at this time of the year, unless an Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, I mean, there's not a lot left out there on the waiver wires. If they were going to play, they're going to get the job done. But, boy, when I look at the RotoWire report here, whether it's RotoWire or ESPN.com, there are a lot of guys with Qs next to their name, which means questionable. Who's really questionable that you need to be keeping an eye on this weekend?
The first name that stands out to me, and you know what I would say, if he does play, I'm not taking my chances, is Roddy White. It sounds like he could come back this week. He's missed a couple games now, dealing with hamstring issues, you know, after he had the ankle injury. He's just been banged up all year. But even if he's out there, he's facing Seattle's defense, probably drawing coverage from Richard Sherman. So he's certainly a scary guy, you know, as far as one of those guys that's questionable. Not, you know, a ton of other names come to mind. That was the first that stood out to me. I don't think he's questionable. It sounds like he's going to play. But, you know, I'm sure he's been adding a lot of league now. Andre Brown, I think I'd wait a week to see how the Giants utilize him. I believe he's going to take over that backfield, and he's definitely the guy to own there in New York. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Peyton Hillis still kind of lead the backfield and get the bulk of the workload this week, you know, as they ease Andre Brown back.
This comes from Dale in Hastings. Who to start at quarterback? Jay Cutler, if he's ready. Mike Glennon, Ryan Tannehill.
Well, I would wouldn't feel great about Jay Cutler, but if he is going to start, he's the best of those options. That said, I think Mike Glennon's been playing really good football. He's gotten two scores and I believe three of his last four starts. You know, and he's getting into the mid 200s as far as yardage, so he's putting up some decent numbers and wouldn't be a bad secondary option there.
All right. This comes from Doug, the host of the Doug and Daddy Show. We started the show talking about the Jake Locker experiment. He's got Jacksonville this week. Locker or Stafford?
I would still play Stafford. Like we mentioned before, Chicago's defense has been pretty terrible this season. You know, Lance Briggs has been out. I know Charles Tillman's had a lot of success against Calvin Johnson in the past, but he's still Calvin Johnson, and Stafford's been throwing the football really well.
Luke, we really haven't talked much about this particular league this year. We talked about it quite a bit the last couple of seasons with you. There are a couple of those no drafts, and that's part of our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. But every once in a while, some of the guys that are in this league with me will email the program and ask a question like this. This is a no draft. You can play anybody you want at any time, and it's a touchdown-only league. So who would you play at quarterback this week, Peyton Manning or Drew Brees?
I would give the edge to Peyton Manning. He's coming off his bye week, and you know, just the production so far this season speaks for itself. They're close. And Drew Brees actually has possibly a better matchup. But, you got to say Peyton Manning.
Is Darren Sproles worth starting anymore?
Yeah, he is. He's still going to be involved, I believe. He had the concussion this last week and that knocked him out, so obviously he gave you a pretty bad start. I don't think he really scored at all in that game. But from what I've read, he's already cleared for this week, which is a bit surprising. But the Dallas pass defense is one of the worst in the league, so I wouldn't hesitate to roll him out as a flex this week again.
Thank you. Any emphasis on my Dallas Cowboys to the negative is always appreciated. Let's get to the stud that's a dud and the dud that might be a stud. What do we got going on out there? Who do you have to set this week, and who's the must play?
Well, I expected him to be a stud last week going up against Washington, and somehow, despite averaging 5 yards a carry, Ryan Matthews only saw the ball 7 times out of the backfield. That one I can't really explain for you. You know, San Diego just never seems to want to commit to the run. Now they get Denver, who's been one of the best run defenses. You know, and you figure that's going to be a game where Philip Rivers is throwing it 40 or 50 times. So I would bench Ryan Matthews. It's a thin at running back position, so there's a good chance you probably have to start him, but I wouldn't expect much. And, as far as probably the best play at the position this week, I could see it being Chris Johnson. You know, just fell a little short of Zach Stacy for, leading all running backs last week, but Jacksonville's dead last in run defense. I think the addition of Sean Green and getting him back into the backfield mix is motivating Chris Johnson, and now it looks like Tennessee's definitely committed to the run.
We do have another one that has slid in here from Sean. This is a PPR league. He needs two wide receivers, Marcus Colston, Mike Wallace, Harry Douglas, Jordan Reed.
Believe it or not, the rookie tight end sounds like the best of that bunch. And I would feel pretty good playing Jordan Reed as one of them. The other is almost a coin flip between Douglas and Wallace. If Roddy White plays, I think that draws a little more coverage away from Harry Douglas, and then I would roll with him, and I'd stick Douglas in the lineup, but otherwise I'd play Mike Wallace.
All right, let's give you one more wide receiver question. Standard league, two of the four, Alshon Jeffrey, Eddie Royal, Anquan Boldin, Darius Hayward-Bey. Pick two.
I would have to go with Alshon Jeffrey and probably Eddie Royal. I think Bolden's close. I like what he can do now, especially with Mario Manningham coming back to maybe draw a little attention away from him. But like I said before, I think Philip Rivers is throwing 40 or 50 times. Eddie Royal has been, a favorite of his around the end zone. And Royal in that passing game should have some decent numbers. Alshon Jeffrey's kind of a no-brainer at this point with the numbers he's been putting up consistently.
Man, I see RotoWire has Nick Foles, the number 9 quarterback this week. That blows my mind. Are you on that Nick Foles bandwagon? I know you talked about him, but do you believe he's number 9 right now in the National Football League?
You know what? Because we've seen a lot of bigger names underperform a little bit at times this year. Like you mentioned, Roethlisberger, we have him right behind Foles this week, on that value meter. that Jeff Erickson puts out every week. Roethlisberger's just got two games with multiple touchdown passes. You know, Nick Foles had multiple touchdown passes in one half against the Giants when he first relieved Michael Vick back when Vick first got hurt. And he just throws a very good football. He's got 13 touchdown passes now, zero interceptions. So it's kind of the production speaking for itself. Other big names, you know, you see Eli Manning's really underproduced. Andy Dalton just came off of a hot streak but slumped pretty badly this last week. You know, his left tackle was banged up and missed that game. And if his left tackle, Andrew Whitworth's not out there, I feel pretty good about Baltimore's defense doing about the same thing that Miami did. So I would put Foles definitely in the top 10 and possibly even a little higher. As I mentioned, I started over Colin Kaepernick.
You got a sleeper for this week?
One name to look, you know, the running back position has been so thin, I've kind of focused on them week in and week out, you know, as far as finding good starts. I could see Donald Brown having a really nice game. St. Louis has given up a ton of yards on the ground. In particular, I think there's been four different running backs who've topped 150 on them, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. But and he's not of that caliber. You've seen guys like Chris Johnson and Frank Gore do it. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Donald Brown get more carries than Trent Richardson. You know, we already missed one day of practice this week with an ankle injury.
All right, Luke, that is a good one. We always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com. And don't forget to sign up for our Fantasy Football Challenge with some points being out there tonight. Adrian Peterson, RG3, Pierre Garçon, maybe Alfred Morris. There's some points to be had out there. You can sign up for our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. It's free. We've got winners each week. First and second place, $25 gift cards, large pizzas to Fanatics. Winners are entered into a drawing for a $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. It's not a season-long deal where you have to keep the same team. You can pick a new team every week, floating salary cap, and you can get in anytime you want. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. All right. I think that has gotten us to the end of the show. Are you happy today, Jeffrey?
Yeah, good show.
All right. Well, I wouldn't go that far. But it was a good deal tonight. Before we let you out of here, one more time, here are your football kickoff times, if I can find the football kickoff sheet, which is right there. Here we go. Your kickoff times for the area games in C&D on Tuesday. Elm Creek will host Hemingford at 2, 3 o'clock. Wallace at Amherst. Wynot at Giltner. 5 o'clock. It is nobody. 5:30, it's Battle Creek at St. Cecilia. 6 o'clock, St. Pat's at Donovan Trumbull. 7 o'clock, Gothenburg will be at Cozad. And we will have a slew of games covered, including St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, Elm Creek, Amherst, Giltner on PlatteRiverPreps.com and our network of stations. Again, tonight it's volleyball, Giltner-Bertrand on Classic Hits 98.9, getting underway at 7 o'clock. I want to thank Cindy Rector from the Kearney Catholic Foundation talking about the upcoming gold banquet on the 22nd. Also want to thank Luke Hoover of RotoWire and Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yori joined us at the start of the show. If you missed her or any of our interviews from today's show or any shows in the past, you can go to our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. It's at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the podcast. You can hear Doug and Daddy shows or any of our high school sporting activities from the last season. We'll see you tomorrow when Jimmy Langan is in. By the way, we waited till the very end to give you his picks. Here's what Jimbo says. He's 30-8. Here's what Jimbo says, folks. Jim Langan says, tonight, you take the favorites. You take Baylor giving the 14.5. You take Oregon giving the 10. He's on both the favorites, which is a highly different route. So Baylor and Oregon, Jimmy's in tomorrow, plus Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press to talk Michigan football. See you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.